శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 38 బాబాస్ హండి డిస్రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ష్రైన్ కప్ ఆఫ్ బటర్ మిల్క్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ వి డిస్క్రైబ్ బాబాస్ చవడి ప్రొసెషన్ ఇన్ దిస్ వి టేక్ అప్ బాబాస్ హండి దట్ ఈస్ కుకింగ్ పాట్ అండ్ సమ్ అదర్ సబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రిలిమినరీ ఓ blessed Sadhguru Sai, we bow to you, who has given happiness to the whole world, accomplished the welfare of the devotees, and have removed the afflictions of those who have resorted to your feet. By being very liberal and also being the protector and savior of the bhaktas who surrendered themselves to you, you have incarnated yourself in the world to oblige the mankind and do them good. The liquid essence of pure self was poured into the mould of Brahma, and out of this has come out the crushed jewel of the saints, Sai. This Sai is Atmaram himself. He is the abode of the perfect divine bliss. After having attained himself all objects of life, he made his devotees established on the path. Om Shri Sai, Baba's Handi. Different sadhanas, that is, means of accomplishments, are prescribed in our scriptures for different ages. Tapa, that is, penance, is recommended for Kritika age. Dhyana, that is, knowledge, for Treta age. Yajna, sacrifice, for Dwapara age. And Dan, that is, charity, for Kali, that is, the present age. Of all the charities, giving food is the best one. We are much perturbed when we get no food at noon. Other beings feel similar under such circumstances. After knowing this, he who gives food to the poor and hungry is the best donor or charitable person. The Taittiriya Upanishad says that food is Brahma. From food, all the creatures are born, and by food they live, and after having departed into food again, they enter. When an Atithi, that is guest, comes to our door at noon, it is our duty to welcome him by giving him food. Other kinds of charity, that is, giving away wealth, property and clothes, etc., requires some discrimination. But in the matter of food, no such consideration is necessary. If anybody comes to our door at noon, he should be served forthwith. And if lame, crippled, blind and diseased person come, they should be fed first, and the able-bodied persons and our relationships afterwards. The merits of feeding the former is much greater than that of feeding the latter. Other kinds of charities are imperfect without this annadana, that is, donation of food. Just as stars without the moon, necklace without its pendant, crown without its pinnacle, pond without a lotus, bhajan without devotion, married lady without the kumkum mark, song without a sweet voice, or buttermilk without salt. Just as varan, that is, pulse soup, excels all other dishes, annadana is the best of all merits. Now let us see how Baba prepared food and distributed it to others. It has been stated before that Baba required very little food for himself, and whatever little he wanted was obtained by begging from a few houses. But when he decided to distribute food to all, he made all preparations himself. He dependent on nobody and troubled none. In this matter, first he went to the bazaar and brought all things, corn, flour, spices, etc., paying cash. He also did the grinding in the open courtyard of the masjid. He arranged a big hearth, and after lighting a fire, he kept a handi over it with a proper measure of water. There were two kind of handis, one small and the other big. The former provided food for 50 persons and the latter for 100. Sometimes he cooked mithe chawal, that is, sweet rice, and at others biryani with meat. At times, in boiling varan, that is, soup, he let in small balls of thick or flat bread of wheat flour. He grinded the spices on a stone slab and put the thin pulverized spices into the cooking pot. He took all the pains to make the dishes very palatable. He prepared ambil by boiling jawari flour in water and later mixing to it buttermilk, and then boil both together. With the food, he distributed this ambil to all alike. To see whether the food was properly cooked or not, Baba rolled up the sleeve of his kafni and put his bare arm in the boiling cauldron without fear. and churned, that is, moved the whole mass from side to side and up and down. There was no mark of burn on his arm, nor fear on his face. When the cooking was over, Baba got the pots in the masjid and had them duly consecrated by the Maulvi, that is, Muslim priest. First, he sent part of the food as prasada to Mahalaxmi and Tatya Patil, and then he served the remaining content with his own hands to all the poor and helpless people, to their heart's content. Really blessed and fortunate must be those people who got food prepared by Baba and served by him. Somebody may raise a point here and ask, did Baba distribute vegetarian and non-vegetarian food as prasada to all his devotees? The answer is plain and simple. Those who were accustomed to non-vegetarian food were given non-veg food from the handi as prasada, and those who were not so accustomed were given vegetarian meal. There is a principle that when a guru himself gives anything as prasada, the disciple who thinks and doubts whether it is acceptable or otherwise goes to further misery. In order to see whether any disciple has imbibed this principle, Baba at times put them on test. For instance, on an Ekadashi day, he gave some rupees to Dada Kelkar and asked him to go in person to Korhala to get meat from there. This Dada Kelkar was an orthodox Brahmin and adhered to all orthodox manners in his life. He knew that offering wealth, grain and clothes, etc. to a Sadguru was not enough, but that implicit obedience to him and prompt compliance with his order was the real Dakshina that pleased him most. So Dada Kelkar dressed himself and started for the place. Then Baba called him back and said, don't go yourself, but send somebody. Then Dada sent his own servant Pandu for the purpose. When Baba saw him going, he asked Dada to call him back and cancel the program. On another occasion, Baba asked Dada just to see how the saltish biryani, that is mutton dish, was done. The latter replied casually that it was all right. Then Baba said to him, neither have you seen it with your eyes nor tasted it with your tongue. Then how could you say that it was good? Just take off the lid and see. While saying this, Baba caught his arm and thrust it into the pot and added, take some out of this, leaving aside your orthodox ways. Taste a little. When a wave of real love rises in mother's mind, she pinches a child, and when he begins to cry, she hugs him close to her bosom. Similarly, Baba, in a true motherly way, pinched Dada Kelkar in this way. Really, no saint or guru will ever force his orthodox disciple to eat food forbidden in his religion. The handi business went on for some time till 1910 and was stopped thereafter. As stated before, Dasgono spread the fame of Baba by his kirtans far and wide in the Mumbai presidency, and people from that part of the country began to flock to Shirdi, which became very soon a place of pilgrimage. The devotees brought with them various articles for presentation and offered various dishes of food as nevidya. The quality of nevidya offered by them was so much that the fakirs and paupers could feed themselves to their heart's content, leaving some surplus behind. Before stating how nevidya was distributed, we shall refer to Nana Saheb Chandorkar's story showing Baba's regard for local shrines and deities. Om Shri Sai. Nana Saheb's disrespect of a shrine. By drawing inference or guessing in their own way, some people said that Sai was a Brahmin and some said he was a Muslim. In reality, he belonged to no class, caste. No one knew definitely when he was born and in what community and who his parents were. Then how could he be a Muslim or Brahmin? If he was a Muslim, how could he keep Dhuni ever burning in the masjid? How could there be a Tulsi Vrindavan there? How could he allow the blowing of conches and ringing of bells? How could he allow all the different forms of Hindu worship there? Had he been a Muslim, could he have his ears pierced, and could he have spent money from his pocket for repairing Hindu temples? On the contrary, he never tolerated the slightest disrespect to shrines and deities. Once, Nana Saheb Chandorkar came to Shirdi with his sadhu, husband of his wife's sister, Mr. Beenivale. When they went to the masjid and sat before Baba, the latter suddenly got angry with Nana Saheb and said, you have been so long in my company, then why do you behave like this? Nana Saheb at first did not understand anything and humbly requested Baba to explain. Baba asked him, when did he come to Kopargaon and how he came to Shirdi from there? Nana Saheb then at once realized his mistake. He usually worshipped the shrine of Datta on the banks of the Godavari. at the Kopargaon on his way to Shirdi, but this time he dissuaded his relative, who was Datta Bhakta, from going to the shrine in order to avoid delay and drove straight. He confessed all this to Baba and told him that while bathing in the Godavari, a big thorn went into his foot and gave him much trouble. Baba said that was the slight punishment he met and warned him to be more careful in future. Om Shri Sai. Kala, that is hodgepodge. To revert to the distribution of Naividya, after the aarti was over and after Baba sent away the people with udi and blessings, he went inside and sat behind a curtain with his back to the nimbar for meals. With two rows of the intimate devotees, one on each side, the bhaktas bought Naividya containing a variety of food, such as puris, mande, polis, basundi, sanza, fine rice, etc., and kept waiting outside for prasad, consecrated by Baba. All the foods were mixed in a hodgepodge and placed before Baba. He offered it all to God and consecrated it. Then portions of the same were given to the persons waiting outside and the rest was served to the group of devotees inside with Baba at the center. The bhaktas, sitting in two rows, then dined to their heart's content. Baba asked Shyama and Nana Saheb Nimonkar daily to serve the consecrated food to all the persons sitting inside and look to their individual needs and comforts. This they did very carefully and willingly. Every morsel of the food thus partaken gave them fulfillment and satisfaction. Such sweet, lovely and consecrated food it was, ever auspicious and ever holy. Om Shri Sai. Cup of buttermilk. Once Hemat Pant had eaten to his full capacity in this company. When Baba offered him a cup of buttermilk, its white appearance pleased him, but there was no space for it. He, however, took only a sip. On seeing him, his fluttering attitude, Baba said, "Drink it all. You won't get any such opportunity hereafter." He drank it off then and found that Baba's words were prophetic, for he passed away after a brief period. Now, readers, we have certainly to thank Hemat Pant. He drank the cup of buttermilk, but has supplied us with sufficient quantity of nectar in the form of Baba's leelas. Let us drink this nectar to our heart's content and be satisfied and happy. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.